Welcome to Paul Gow too. And by the way, I caught something in the newspaper during the course of the week that Greg Norman said he's going to live to 110. That means you're only about halfway on the journey there, Gowie. Good morning.
Yeah, morning. I wonder if he's going to have any more of those nude pictures when he's 100.
He might.
He loves getting the gear off.
He does like getting the gear off.
You know, it's amazing with Norman. I only played with him a few times. He was great to play with, actually, and you know, my hero. But, you know, the older he gets, the more that he's trying to get into the news. And he has done this week. He's in the Men's Health magazine, if you want to read the article, on he's filthy with Tiger because he's in a personal written letter to Tiger. Actually took it to his front gate and gave it to the security guard. And he's not happy because Tiger hasn't responded and he wants to settle the dust.
He's probably a bit busy, Tiger.
He wasn't nude at the time, was he?
Well, there's a big possibility. They're down there at Jupiter Island in Florida and they just wander around here. They want probably thongs and nothing.
Yeah, very tight.
It's all interesting because it's President's Cup time and the you know the player well the captains will pick and you know you would think that Ernie might even lean on Norman because he has been a captain before.
When do those choices have to be made, Gowie? Sorry, mate. When does he have to make those choices?
Today.
Today.
It'll be tomorrow their time. Sorry, yep. And it'll be. You know, it'll be an interesting one. Tigers, I think, is a lay down. It's you know Finau. He will pick Ricky Fowler. He hasn't played much. He got married a month ago. He's been on holidays. But I think he'll be back into action. Obviously, pick himself, which I don't agree with. But and the other one is Gary Woodland. So, and for Ernie Earls, he's got a tougher one because he's got to bring a lot of players from around the world, from other tours, to play in together. But I think Sungjae Im, the Rookie of the Year, the Korean, he'll pick him. Yohei Niemann, who's from Chile, who would be the first one. Jason Day, of course. I can't see him leaving out. But some of the experts have left Jason Day out of their picks. And I think that's crazy because I know he hasn't had the greatest year, but he won the World Cup with Adam Scott 3 or 4 years ago at Royal Melbourne. So he does know Royal Melbourne. And the last one is probably a controversial pick is Brandon Grace, who hasn't been in great form, but South African with a bit of... he's got a bit of experience, and that's what the international team need if they're going to even go close. Because if the international team can't win this year, I tell you what, the President's Cup turns into an absolute bore fest because it'll be boring because the Americans are just whipping us.
Yeah, they've only ever won it once before, and that was at Royal Melbourne, I think back in 99 might have been. Now, by the way, call now if you want to go head-to-head with Gowie. With the $50 voucher, and
Drummond Golf
from Drummond Golf, our mate Ravi.
We met Ravi Gowie.
The good man Ravi at Drummond Golf. That's a great place to go and get. Yeah, I head out to Penrith to get my gear from Drummond Golf. It's good
gear. Can't go
from
local.
Bondi.
No, I can't go local. I go out there because they've got this thing called Big Golf. So I go out there, have a look at all the new gear, but then I jump on the simulators and hit balls in there. So a little bit of practice before I head off to the Champions Tour in 12 months' time.
But call now if you want to go head-to-head with Gowie for your selection into the Hero World Challenge, 1353-53.
Now, what about Nelly Korda? She's coming back and our two best golfers will be in this Women's Australian Open.
Yeah, how good is this? This is in Adelaide and Nelly Korda, but Minjee Lee and obviously Hannah Green, who's had a cracking year, a major, and has won, so two wins this year. But the interesting story, Minjee Lee unluckily got beaten in the playoff in the swinging skirts in Taiwan over the weekend. But there's Nelly Korda's caddy, Jason McDeed, his fiancé, they're getting engaged, a fiancé, Caroline Masson, was in the actual playoff. So who does he go for? He has to go for his player. What an uncomfortable situation. You've got your fiancé that you're going to spend the rest of your life with in the playoff against you and your player. So it was cracking scenes. It was a really good playoff. It was a really good tournament. Minjee Lee, I tell you what, her ball striking in the last 9 holes was as good as I've ever seen. So, the women have got a bunch of events coming up at the beginning of next year. Got the Vic Open, which is co-sanctioned, the Australian Open, the Australian Ladies at Bonville, and then the New South Wales Open, which will be great out at Dubbo. So, we've had a cracking year with the women's golf.
It's been fantastic. Now, what about your Euro Tour Turkish Open selections for the punters, Gowie?
Yeah, so there's no US Tour event this week. They've finally taken a rest, which is unusual. But we've only got three Aussies in there, Scribner, Hendon, and Way. But I'm taking the Patrick Reed. I think he's going to feel a little bit unlucky and a bit dirty that he didn't get a selection in the President's Cup. I think he's not going to get a selection, but I like him. He's come off a 66 in last week's round at the HSBC. And I like Thomas Peters as my long shot, but I like him as a top 10. He's at $4.25 on TAB at for a top 10, so that's not a bad bet for him.
Yeah, all right. Well, we're going to get a caller up. So you're just clearing up your pick there, Patrick Reed?
Patrick Reed.
Patrick Reed. All right, so let's go to Steve, who's on the line. G'day, Steve.
How you going, guys?
Yeah, really well, mate. You're going to go the $50 voucher courtesy of Drummond Golf head-to-head with Gowie. Who do you like?
I like Molinari.
Molinari. Yeah. Okay.
Good bet there. He's coming good. You know, I think after the Masters where he sort of faltered down the stretch and Tiger ran home with it, he's taken a few mental scars from that, but he's got better in the last probably 2 months, and he's heading for a great end of the year, I reckon.
Okay, Molinari, a $21 hope at tab.com.au. Patrick Reed, just trying to get that price too. We'll get that out there as well. So $12, in fact, $12. So there you go. That's the Turkish Airline Open. Gowie got all your tips there. You're roughy again, Gowie?
No, Thomas Peters.
Thomas Peters. Okay, Thomas Peters. You want to take him for a top 10 finish?
Sure do. $4.25.
Now, did you enjoy yourself on Saturday? I heard mixed reports about jostling around for tables and whether you could get good access where you were.
Oh, I had a great day. I was very quiet, just sat in the corner and done my thing. And backed a couple of winners, had a couple of drinks. So yeah,
I have to apologise too, Gowie. I didn't pass on a tip.
Yeah. You certainly didn't.
What about that, Gowie?
One of the best jockeys ever. Can you make sure the boys in the tent get this tent? And Laurie Daly failed to get it to us.
Terrible.
And won with a leg in the air.
Oh, terrible.
And I saw him on Melbourne Cup Day, and he passed on a couple of other tips, and he said to make sure you let you know. I'm glad I didn't let you know, because they weren't great.
Well, you didn't tell him again.
Well, no. Well, because I wanted to see how the first one went.
Oh.
There was two.
So you're questioning your source, whether he's any good as a tipster.
No. Well, he only tipped one. And he said, make sure you tell the boys, make sure you let Gowie know.
Oh,
the great Jimmy Cassidy.
Just want to say, punters, Gowie, machine, can go.
Is that right?
Oh, what a staying performance.
Very funny day, led by the one Dave Stanley. That was a very funny day. But all enjoyed, and it's all on again today, so I can't wait.
Yeah, absolutely. No surprise, Dave, leading the way. Good on you, Gowie.
Thanks, fellas.